Coach, you're able to knock off the Bulls in rainy conditions and punch your ticket back to the postseason. What was it like in that locker room tonight?
It was a fun locker room, you know. It was a real fun locer room. You know, we went through a stretch there in the middle of the season that was hard and really challenged our whole program, you know, going into senior night that whole week to figure out who we are and how we're going to respond. And it was an awesome, awesome night. And then, you know, who you are isn't just one week. It's got to be consistent. And so we prepared well for this and knew that our backs were against the wall and playing a tough team. Apparently we only had a 35% chance to win. And, you know, our guys, you know, we're going to will this to happen on top of stopping the run, trying to shut down third down, because we've, you know, given up some third downs the last couple of weeks and wanted to take the ball away. And I mean, defensively, gosh, it was just a great effort in those areas. And then we wanted to run the ball offensively, which we did. And then get our short passing game going. And I know, you know, Austin was 16 to 20 at half. So we just really, you know, executed on top of the fact that, you know, analytics can't measure your will to win. And so I thought, you know, things got a little ugly in the second half. But for the most part, you know, it was a pretty good job.
Let's start on the offensive side of the football. In the first half, 298 yards, season best in that first 30 minutes of football. What were you able to do so effectively, especially with tempo in that first half?
Yeah, I mean, when we have success on first down or first or second down, get ourselves into manageable second downs, third downs, you know, that's when we're at our best. And we were able to get some rhythm and get first downs and then get some of our tempo going. And again, I think Coach Pike did a good job of running the football and then again, keeping them honest with the passing game.
Three turnovers in the first half. You also able on fourth downs, one of six, turning the ball over, getting it away from the Bulls. Third downs, especially also 3 for 12. What was the defense able to message this week, especially, I know after last week's effort against Akron, you wanted to do some things differently on third downs.
Yeah. So again, that was the number two deal, was to win third down. And so our defensive staff put a lot of time into, you know, coming up with a plan, and the guys executed it. I mean, it did an awesome job. Like I was taking the ball away, three in the first half. And that was also with the special teams units. And then winning on third down and then stopping the run. So it just really feels though we executed the game plan.
Solomon Bell gets a fumble recovery. Cole McIlvaney, a fumble force. Ryan Kingston, a fumble recovery. You got some guys in the mix today on special teams that don't usually hear their name called, but big moments for them.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just, I mean, people get so excited. Solomon Bell was the, I think he was the scout team player of the week this last week. And just goes so hard, gives a great look, and he's worked his way into a special teams role, and then he took full advantage of it. And then Cole McIlvaney is also been working on the defensive scout, gives a great look, and got his opportunity on special teams and came up big.
When you look at it, Samson Evans, 127 yards rushing, a touchdown again. Last time he went over the century mark was the season finale a year ago against Central Michigan. First time you've had a 100-yard rusher. He was churning it hard. Jalen Jackson again. What does it say about the offensive line to get the push once more?
Yeah, it's always a group effort. You know, we just knew. I mean, we expected worse weather than we got, right? I mean, it was supposed to be 30-mile-an-hour winds, and we got rain, of course. And it wasn't as cold as you know, they had forecasted. And so we knew we were going to have to run the ball. We got to run the ball no matter what. And I think our guys took pride in it, and I think you know, there's stuff that we got to clean up for sure, but they did a good job.
So now you've been able to extend your season, more practices, another opportunity awaits this Eastern Michigan team. You get a little rest, and then the bowl appearance will wait till the third when you have your banquet. What do you and the team do now in these really kind of next 10-day stretch?
Well, try to sleep on the bus. but then, you know, it is a gift. It is a blessing to be done right now and not be playing on Friday, you know, and it's been a long time since we've had that. So the guys are off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then we'll be back for school and a team meeting on Monday afternoon. And You know, we'll have some time to just be with our team, and we'll practice, you know, once or twice next week. And then we also got to get ready to go recruiting.
I'll get you out of here on this. Some people in the national media say there are too many bowls. There may not be enough eligible. But when it comes to bowls, this team, it really means something too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely. I mean, you know, I don't know. The NCAA tournament, you know, there's, what, 68 teams that get in, yep. Right? And it's a big deal for 68 and 67 and, you know, because you got a chance. And, you know, in college football, I mean, just my entire life, you know, it was just the rivalry games on Thanksgiving and then the bowl games on January 1st, right? And just all the different matchups. And, you know, it was a thrill. You know, winning that bowl game last year was a huge moment in memory for everybody involved. And, you know, going to 3 in a row is something that these guys have talked about. And, you know, we want to go to try to win, you know, back-to-back bowl games, which, you know, hasn't happened. And so it's a big deal to us.
Coach, congratulations. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Go Eagles.